Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on the site are totally free, so do enjoy those on us. Once again, that is FreeTalkLive.com. Now, Gardner, you were in Las Vegas about a week ago with Mark.
Yes.
You guys spent several days out there with one of our clients.
Absolutely.
SACL CAI covered all the costs, I think, for flying you guys out there and all that good stuff, which is awfully nice of them.
Yeah.
And you had told us on the phone, and I said, well, hold off, because I want to hear the story in person. And I haven't heard the story yet, so my virgin ears will be hearing this for the first time.
All right.
You had some sort of a TSA incident.
Yes, I had a wonderful TSA incident just to allow me to tell some tales, Ian. And but first, we want to thank those gentlemen for having us down in Las Vegas. We had a great time, obviously, and coming out of it with even more ammunition to fight the good fight against government, bureaucracy, and paternalism is always good. First, on my way down and on my way back, I had it was like bookends to the trip. Yeah.
What
it was
happened?
Amazing. All right, here's the deal. On the way out, I'm flying out of Manchester Airport, and I have it all set up. They've got the tickets all set for us. I mean, just a fantastic trip, you know, and it's just going to be a great time. I'm really looking forward to it. I've got my bag. I have my laptop. I have some work I have to do. And
now, you guys weren't together.
Right. We were flying out separately, but flying back together.
Okay.
Okay. So Mark had gone down the night before. I went down on Monday. So, I get to Manchester Airport, and I could tell things were getting a little weird because I got on their little van thing, and it turned out that it took me, like, longer than I could have crawled to the front of the airport. But
okay.
I finally make it over. I get in there, and I'm a little hungry. I still have a little bit of time, so I hadn't had breakfast. I knew that I was going to get something there. So I got some fruit, got some chocolate milk, get over in line. I'm eating my fruit. I've got my chocolate milk all sealed up. And the woman standing there, the TSA employee who is saving me from terrorism.
Yeah,
she comes up, and she says, oh, you can't bring that in. And I was like, what? She's pointing at the chocolate milk. And I said, what? She says, you can't take that with you. I said, well, why? You know, knowing what she's going to answer is going to be stupid and flippant. And so she says, oh, clear liquids. I'm like, it's chocolate milk.
Not clear.
It's not clear. And she's like, oh, you can't take it in. I was like,
I thought they banned all liquids, not just clear liquids.
Yeah. So, but she specifically said clear liquids. So I was like, oh, jeez. So I was like, I just bought it, and she could see where I had gotten it. You can see them. They're lined up there. You know, they have them. You just pick one up. So I was like, I just got it. It's still sealed. I just bought it right over here.
You could have done the old chocolate milk switcheroo.
Oh, absolutely.
Was this the metal detector area where you were doing?
This is just before I was going through the screening. Yeah,
okay.
But, you know, before I stripped
down. Because normally they have the stores inside the area.
Precisely.
Both.
Exactly.
Okay.
But this is a smaller airport. It's Manchester. It's not that big. And so I didn't know what was packed there. I had no idea. So I was like, oh. Like, for example, they have McDonald's and, like, I don't know, a Subway thing outside it. But they don't have anything inside as far as I can remember. So I was stand there. I'm like, okay, great, fine. So I start to drink my chocolate milk because I want to get a little protein and calcium in before I get on the plane, and all it's going to be is, you know, pretty much soda or some peanuts or something like that. So I start drinking the milk. I'm chugging it down. I'm like, oh, jeez, what a nightmare. This is stupid. So then I throw it in the trash, and I get back in line. You know, I take off my shoes. I take off my belt with my very, very cool Doctor Who insignia on it, by the way. And, you know, I throw it all in there.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I throw it in there, and I get in the line, and I put my bag on the little thing. I've got my laptop in there. My toothpaste is in this little zip pouch over on the side. And it goes through, and all of a sudden it goes, laptop, you know, and I'm like screaming. I'm like,
they're yelling?
No, yeah. And I was like, oh, geez, now I'm in trouble. So I did have like a half hour. Now it's like 20 minutes. Now I'm going through, and they go
20 minutes before the boarding started, or before
the
plane leaves?
Yeah, before the plane is supposed to leave. So I'm like, oh, geez, this isn't good. So
okay.
So they take my, they pull over, they're like, oh, you have to step aside, sir. Like, oh, great. So I step aside, and of course, all these, I don't know, for some reason they started to look almost like mole people to me. I don't know, you know, if somebody had put some acid in that milk or what, but I just started looking at all these people like, what is it with you people? So is this your bag, sir? I was like, yeah. He goes, I'm going to have to open this. Like, yeah, okay, no problem. So he pulls it aside, He's got his special surgical gloves on, like Quincy M.E. or CSI or something, you know. And so I was like, okay, go ahead, you know. So he opens it up, pulls out the laptop. He says, oh, yeah, you left your laptop in the bag. I'm like, okay. Yeah.
That's a problem.
Exactly.
It's easier to carry that way.
Yeah, it's a huge problem. I said, why?
We can't have this insubordination.
Exactly. He says to me, well, you know, since it's in the bag, we're going to have to go through everything. We're going to have to pull you aside for special inspection.
Oh, boy.
I was like, because? And he goes, oh, yes, and you've got to throw this out. Now, I had a tube of toothpaste, this Pepsodent stuff.
Right.
And it was like 3/4 gone. So it was under the amount.
But right. Because
but
the actual...
Right. No. The container must be 3 ounces.
Exactly. It's all this little picayune, stupid government-ease stuff.
Micromanagement.
I didn't even know.
Yep.
Mark has it right. Exactly.
Well,
so
it's because I don't like to have my, to be reamed by the TSA, so I follow all their little rules, and it still doesn't save me every time.
Oh, my God. So I'm standing there, I'm like, what? And he goes, yeah, you got to throw this out. I'm like, that's my toothpaste. And he goes... I was like,
sorry, buy more.
It's under the amount. And then I have Clearasil. I usually use Clearasil every other night to stay, you know, fresh and beautiful for all the ladies.
3.2 ounces, right?
Yeah. And he goes, oh, this is too big. And I'm like,
I'm not kidding you.
I was like,
they do this crap.
Yeah, I just bought that. And he's like, no, I'm sorry, you're going to have to throw it out. And he says, if you had them apart from the laptop in the bag, then it would have been okay. I'm like, what
the hell?
The laptop contaminated them.
Yeah, I was like, in other words, because
evil terrorist
your
battery.
Legalese, yeah, they've got all this bureaucratic nonsense because it's in the bag and the laptop isn't out of the bag now. And he goes, yeah, if you had carried those separate in one of those plastic pouches, as is recommended, then you would have had no problem. Or if the laptop had been out, I'm like, oh, my God. He goes, okay, now go back through the screener. I'm like, what?
So hold on, slow down. Let me make sure I've got this straight.
Yeah.
All right, your laptop was in a bag. They got very upset about that. Yeah. Then there were also other things, bathroom items, in that same bag that were not in the quarter ounce or whatever it is. The quart size, rather.
Right.
That good clear plastic bag that you're supposed to put all your little things in. So even though it was over 3 ounces, he was suggesting he would have let you slide had it been in the quart size bag.
Yeah, he was suggesting that he would have let it slide, or generally that's the way they work it, or I don't know. You know, I think basically he was opening his back pocket so I could slide a check in is what he was probably looking for. So as if the TSA employee, the unionized guy, doesn't get enough per hour, you know, waste my time. So I'm starting to get ripped. I'm like, jeez. So he goes, okay, now go back through. I was like, what? He goes, yeah, take your bag, go back through.
But I thought he gave you a secondary screening.
That's what I thought. I'm standing there, and I was like, wait a minute. Didn't you just check me? He goes, no, you got to go back through.
Because I said so.
It was like a game of Royal Fizbin from Star Trek. It's like,
he's in charge.
Yeah, he's making up the rules as it go. I'm like, except on Tuesdays, you've got a Royal Fizbin. Except I was like, this is insane. So I take my bag, I go back through, and this time I take the laptop out.
Right.
And, you know, by this, I could have, if I wanted to, I could have just finished my milk and just sat there and let the plane go. And I'm like, see you later, bye, you know. So I'm standing there, and I have to take all my stuff off again. I was like, oh, here's my belt again. Here are my shoes again.
Wow.
Here's my stuff. So then they go through it. Now, I carry a retainer with me. I had braces when I was a kid, and I usually try to wear my retainer, which, of course, still does not, you know, mark me and brand me as a total geek to the women listening, you know, because they recognize that I'm just so smooth and cool that even if I do wear a retainer some nights, it's all right. But so they're opening up my retainer container. It's falling out. I'm like, that could – excuse me. You know, that's expensive. That's like $300 bucks. So finally I get through. I finally rush over to where the terminal is for Southwest. And you know the way Southwest is, everybody lines up in the A, B, and C aisles. So you're going to not get a great seat if you're at the end of one of especially the C line.
Right. Yeah.
So I had C, and I'm like, oh, here I am. I'm at the end. And sure enough, as it turned out, my flight was an hour late. So I went through all that rigmarole and all this hassle with the TSA on the way out. On the way back, Mark and I are together. And my name was misspelled on the ticketing. Instead of Goldsmith, it was Glodsmith.
Was it misspelled both times or just the second?
It was the first time it was misspelled, and they didn't notice it. So the inconsistency is beautiful.
Yeah, I want you to finish. We'll finish this up here in a moment. Right. We'll tell part two in a little while. 800-259-9231. Andrew in Georgia waiting patiently to get on the line. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. Plus, we'll get to a story that I mentioned over the weekend, but we didn't actually get to. There are new places coming out in private businesses called Kid Free Zones. We'll talk about it on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you'll be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson for Midas. July 16, 2007, gold 667-ounce gold coins could be purchased for $688.50, $339.70 for half, $169.85 for quarter. That's $688.50, $339.70, and $169.85. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Alcorsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-920-9786. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-920-9786. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-920-9786. That's 1-800-920-9786.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us. Oh,
I'm
Mark,
still here.
Too. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, so enjoy those on us. Archives included. In fact, we just posted a little bit late, but
We posted it. What do you want for free? We posted June's torrent, so you can go and download all of the archives from the month of June all at once. Go and grab it up at freetalklive.com. And as the dollar continues to drop, precious metals rise. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Speculator. Go to D2Z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio. That's D2Z.org. Guard, we're going to continue your airport odyssey stories here in a moment, but let's go to the phones first and talk to Andrew in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andrew.
Nice braids tonight.
What?
One thing the Druids don't control.
What are you saying?
The Druids? Andrew? The Jews are controlling what?
The Druids or who?
No. Nice braids tonight.
Uh-huh.
One thing the Druids don't control.
There's a nice breeze tonight.
Okay, the Jews don't control the breeze.
I can't tell. Is he saying Druids or Jews?
Jews.
No, saying the Jews don't control the breeze.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, you enjoy it then. Toodles. 800-259-9231. I don't understand. I mean, I recognize the crankers whenever they call in, and 99% of the time they're awful cranks. 800-259-9231, and no, we don't believe in those silly conspiracies. I don't know if he does either, but...
Well, the greatest thing is that they take a real sophisticated approach.
If the Jews controlled the world, how come Broadway isn't the center of commerce, the center of everything, right? I mean, there's Jews all over Broadway.
And that was one of the best things about Spamalot. It was so funny. We go to see Spamalot. Eric Idle's done all the music for it and wrote most of the script, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And he's so audacious. You know, in one of the Monty Python things, they make fun of the Catholics. And in this one, they make fun of Jews in entertainment. And it's so funny. It's just hilarious. You just have to sit there and say, hey, you know what? Hey, just have fun. Enjoy life, you know? Like, at another point, they're all praying to God, and God comes down with these giant cartoon feet. It's the voice of John Cleese. He goes, what do you want now? It's like, you're always asking for my help. You're always asking
give me this,
for
give
forgiveness.
Me that.
Yeah, they're always, oh, I'm sorry for this. Just enjoy yourselves, you know? It's like, yeah, just take it easy. Don't be so uptight.
I agree with that. So let's continue the story.
The TSA guys, I wish they were less uptight, but hey.
Yeah, they shook you down on the way out to Las Vegas.
Yeah, you know, and it's all excused with this, oh, this is for your protection. It's like, no, it's not for my protection. This is for your self-perpetuating position and your money. So now we're flying out of Vegas. We've had a great time, and we get dropped off, and everything's awesome. But Mark and I know. And in fact, Mark warned me. He's like, oh, man. Watch this. So I give my card up to this woman at the first little area where you have your card and your ID checked.
Okay.
And she's looking at it, and she's like,
yeah, like muttering down in
the
piece of paper.
Yeah, she's looking down, and there are like 1,000 people around us in this maelstrom of human flesh, and there was like just total noise, you know? And I was like, what, excuse me? And she's like, I was like, are you Yoko Ono, or what's going on? Are you going to be going like, ay, 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 you know, like, stop this. So I actually said to her, like, could you speak to me and, like, look at me, you know? And she didn't like that, but anyway, she didn't do it. She's like, yeah, so she did something with an orange pen. She's like, your name does not match your ID? I'm like, well, my name never matches my ID because I go by my middle name anyway, but it was misspelled. My last name was misspelled. So she's like, you got to go to such and such over there. And she, like, waves. She didn't even, like, point it out. I'm like, where? What? I don't know where I'm going. What are you talking
customer
about?
Customer service.
Yeah, and then she's looking down again. She goes, over there. And I'm like, where? What are you doing? So, you know, Mark is standing there, and I think he was going through, he just went through right after me. So I was like, all right. And he goes, yep, see you later, guard. And he actually said, you're going to get through before I do.
I should have just gone with him. Because what she asked was, are you two together? Are you two together? And I'm like, no. Whatever you're going to do to him, I don't want anything to do with him. No, not with him. Then I rethought, you know, it's just my immediate reaction was no. And then I rethought, you know, I could have got through faster just by going through a secondary screening. Or maybe they have a quick line for people who are getting secondary screening.
Yeah,
whatever.
For the really, really dangerous people, they put you through even faster. So if you said no, yes, no, I don't know, I don't know. Then they would have taken you through and they're like, oh, here you go, sir, you know. But anyway, so... They take me through, and I'm waiting in line, and there's this long, almost like weird perspective, special effects, like hallway thing that they've created out of these barriers that you've got to walk through. And it's one of those deals where you look at it, and almost sudden it's like a Twilight Zone deal. It starts to like stretch further as you look.
Okay.
Like, you know?
Right.
So I'm like, okay, I got to walk through this thing. So I go through it, and I'm standing there, I'm taking off all my stuff. The guy behind me, he's like, hey, let's hurry up. I got 6 minutes. I'm like, yeah, whatever, you know. So I'm like trying to hurry up for this guy. So I go through, and they gave me that weird air thing. But the machine wasn't ready, so I had to stand there. and stand there.
The bomb-checking machine.
Yeah, the bomb-checking machine. They're having trouble with it. Apparently, you know, I don't know how you can tell you're having troubles with the bomb-checking machine, but they were having trouble with it. So finally I get in there, and then there's this all this... And I'm like, okay, fine. I'm getting sprayed by weird air. Okay, I'm all done. So I walk through. And finally, when I get through, now they're going through my bag again. And they're going through my bag. This time I had taken my laptop out because, you know, I'm so smart and the learning curve is real steep with the G-Man. So I take my thing out, you know, my thing. I take the computer out and it's all set. So they're looking through it and they're talking to each other about somebody who's leaving, this woman and this guy. Oh, yeah, you know, so-and-so's leaving. Oh, yeah, really? Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, she got sick the other day, and then she didn't come in for work, and then they got mad, and I'm like...
You know, so were they actually doing something as they were...
She's going through my bag, and then she finishes, and this other guy is sort of, like, done with my computer, wiping it down with those weird Clearasil round circle things that they have. I don't know what they are. So, and then they're talking to each other, and they're just standing there. And I'm standing there, and they're standing there. And I'm standing there, and they're like, so, you know, yeah, so, like, I think she's going to be leaving in about 2 hours, maybe 3 weeks or something. And I'm like, so finally I just look at them, and I'm like, are you done with me?
Can I put my pants back on?
Yeah, I was like, am I done, or are you, is there something else you need to do? And the guy's like, huh? I'm like, are you done? What are you doing? You know, I was like, I was going to write the guy's name down. I was like, I'd like to say something. I'm not a real complaining dude when it comes to, like, you know.
Do anything.
Yeah, it's not going to do anything. Right. So I was like, are you done? And he's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, well, thank you for letting me know.
You know, I've got a story right here.
Right, if you tried to grab your bag, he would have blown up at you.
I know. At one point, I was like, they hadn't done the zipper a certain way. I was like, oh, can I? And she goes, oh, you can't touch it.
Unauthorized.
Yeah, I couldn't touch the bag.
Right, you're not allowed to. I've got a story right here that says apparently the TSA's red team recently did a test on themselves. To see what the weapons they and bombs
the
and
red
stuff,
team
the red team yeah they try to get through. Sources told Nine News that the red team was able to sneak 90 just in case you misheard me 90% of simulated weapons past checkpoint screeners in Denver Airport. This is a recent test. These people are incompetent boobs. Okay, this is not security.
Right.
It is not making you safe. This is simply theater to make you think that they're safe and to employ more useless government bureaucrats.
Right. I mean. Yeah. They've got their problems as is, but I mean, if their job is so unimportant to them that they can just sit there and chit chat as they're searching through your bag, I mean, if you're so distracted as to that you're having a conversation with another person, obviously you're not really going to be able to do a good job at what you're supposed to be doing.
They're not there for the customers; we're there for them.
You know, I'm wondering, as a protest, what if people, got copies of this story and handed them out to TSA agents at the airport? I wonder what would happen to that person.
Oh, wow,
they go to jail.
Excellent point. I don't know, man. Good question. 800-259-9231. They would certainly give you the super special screening. I don't know if your story's over yet, Gard, but we'll come back with more. 800-259-9231. Sam's got a story for us as well. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL, C-A-I, toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. So enjoy those on us. And they do include the bulletin board system. We're approaching 250,000 posts, 1,600 people interacting, serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all discussed. And it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Gardner was regaling us with his TSA hell stories that he encountered last week on the way out and on the way back from Las Vegas.
One just wasn't enough, man.
Just officious bureaucrats, control freaks, just getting off on ordering people around. That's really what the short version of what you experienced.
You got it, man. And, you know, all I could think about was how the layers of tarnish had accrued because of various politicians and congressmen and presidents from the 1930s on until we got this giant bureaucratic mess, this giant ostrich egg on my shoulders as I was putting my shoes back on, hoping that I'd be able to see Mark. And by the way, guess what? When I got to the line for Southwest, Mark was right. I beat him over there, and he got there after I did.
Wow.
It was the way to get through quicker, if the line is big and imposing at these TSA things, is get secondary screen.
It's true, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep a second ID that's expired, maybe, because that's a good way.
That's a great way to do it.
Sorry, I only have an expired ID here.
Yeah,
you know, give it a hand over that way.
You're a wily dude. Well, no, you can get a secondary screening by not showing any ID. You know that,
there
right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you just say, I don't have any ID. That's great.
Now, that's a lie. You don't want to lie to them. What you say is something like, I don't have any ID to show you.
There you go.
And then they mark the little S's on your ticket, and you get the secondary screening.
Or you just delay long enough, oh, I can't find it, and they pull you aside.
But it must have to do with the airport, because when I did that at Manchester,
there, we were all in the same line, and then once I got up there and showed them the person that like leads you into the little screening area, once I showed that person that I had the secondary screening, then they took me over. So I would have had to have waited in a line anyway. So
I like those people who lead you in. They're sort of like the hospitality people. They're like, hi, just step this way. The rotating knives are over here.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Talk to Sam in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Sam, hello. Hello, Sam. Sam in California. Going once. Sam in California going twice. Do we have Sam?
Hey, Sam.
Can you guys hear me?
We got you, Sam. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just first off want to say that I love your guys' show, and there's definitely a donation coming from me.
Okay, great. What's on your mind, Sam?
Well, I just want to change the topic from airport security stories to all the junk that's flowing through the World Wide Web today.
The junk? Like what?
Yep. Well, for example, I was looking through Wikipedia. I'm an admin on Wikipedia, and I saw this one page that... Well, like this is exactly what it said on there. It said, Mark Benheim was the 19th king of Nigeria, and through his rule of 1789 to 1854, he killed over 1.1 billion people.
Huh? That's a lot of people.
I know.
And wait, what were the years? 1789 through...
Were there a billion people on the planet?
I don't know. This is just what it said on there. 1789 to 1854. And it said that the rules for his country were... no person may exceed the age of 65 years old. No person may be under the age of 11 months. So that means just everybody's just wiped out.
So this was just some Wikipedia vandalism, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and it said that you must pass the not retarded by my standards test once a year, which is just absolutely ridiculous. And
God, I would love to have that test.
Yeah.
So you're pointing out that on the Wikipedia, you've got to really take what you read with a grain of salt, because the more obscure articles, like this was an obscure country in Africa, right?
Yeah.
So the more obscure an article is, the less mainstream it is, the more likely that it's been vandalized and it hasn't been caught. You happen to catch it, and that's what the admins do on there, is they go around and they look for that stuff, right?
Yeah. Like, one section on it said that freedom of speech is punishable by death by a belt sander to the face, which is just absolutely brutal and disgusting.
It's pretty creative, though.
It's brutal, and, you know, like, can you imagine an 1800s belt sander?
Yeah. Yeah, and besides, I mean, just look at the FCC today. You know, it's not a belt sander, it's just a $5 million fine. That's
right.
All.
Right.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
All right, and I also want to talk about Andrew from Georgia, the one who called before me.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that you want to talk about Andrew. What about him?
Yeah. Well, I also saw a thing on Wikipedia that said that the Jews actually bought the rights to control the weather, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, that is ridiculous. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
800-259-9231.
I think that was a pretty good crank.
Well, it wasn't as much of a crank as it was. I mean, that's true. Wikipedia is vandalized by people.
Sure.
I don't have any reason to disbelieve him on that one.
The belt sander thing? Not true.
Of course it's not true. That's what he was pointing out, is that
I think he's pointing misleading
information on there.
I think he's misleading us, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, what I thought was funny was like, oh, yeah, and that would really hurt. No, gee, no kidding. Thanks. I wonder, you know, little red flags going on there. You know, I got to tell you, though, there was something we were talking about, the FAA thing, that I wanted to bring up. First of all, anytime your flight is late, 9 times out of 10, it's late because of the Transportation Security Administration and how slow they are.
Sure, all
because
the bureaucracy.
They can't get everybody loaded on the planes. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. It's unbelievable. And there's a report that was out.
And it's getting worse. The lateness of the planes.
Yeah, yeah. They've got this thing that they say the FAA hopes new software can ease flight delays. Well, you know, even with the new software, the people on the ground aren't getting people aboard the planes very well either.
You mean they finally got computers at the FAA? Because I remember back in the early part of this decade, there was a great TV special on ABC, John Stossel Goes to Washington.
Yeah.
And in that special, he looked at government airports in the FAA, and he found that there apparently are actually some privately run airports in America. I don't know which ones they are, but are they big ones? I don't know. He did a compare and contrast, though, between the air traffic control towers of the two, the privateers versus the government guys.
Awesome.
And it was awesome because he showed in the government one, they were sliding notes to one another on these rails that, like, I guess were made in the 1950s or something like that. So instead of,
like, little paperclip runners.
Yeah. Instead of typing on an instant messenger or something, some technological
like a diner.
you know, instead of some technological thing, they actually had these rails that go around the flight control area.
Yeah,
and they would just put a note on one of them and shove it down
the
there.
Examples of laziness that I saw and just sheer befuddlement on the part of these employees when I was coming out was perfect. And there's this other story. There are two other stories I wanted to bring up today just to color things. There was this story out of the Miami airport where they shut down the entire airport today because they thought there was a bomb, and it turns out that it wasn't a bomb. It was someone's ashes.
In an urn?
In an urn. And they evacuated the entire airport because somebody's ashes were being transported in an urn.
Oh, my goodness.
And then on Thursday...
Now, wait, that's over 3 ounces. We can't have that.
You can't.
I guess if it was in your bag, I guess the 3 ounce thing's only for carry-on stuff, right?
I don't know.
That's right.
I don't know. It's just unbelievable. And then, but, you know, if it was someone in my family, you know, I wouldn't want to, I don't bring on luggage that I'm going to trust to anybody. I do carry-ons mostly.
Yeah, I don't check baggage.
Yeah,
I don't
check baggage.
Hell.
Yeah, because
especially if you're going to switch planes.
Oh, precisely. Yeah. So if I was going to be bringing something valuable like that, I would do a carry-on. And then there's this other story coming out of,
I'd UPS it or FedEx. If I had something valuable to get from point A to point B?
Yeah, that's the way to do it. And then out of Dallas-Fort Worth, on Thursday, they report for the second time in 2 years, whistleblowers are accusing their air traffic control colleagues of a wide-ranging conspiracy to cover up errors at one of the nation's busiest airports. The latest accusation charge that instead of accepting responsibility, it is the practice and policy of the controllers to blame near misses at Dallas-Fort Worth on pilot error. The Office of U.S. Special Counsel has investigated and accuses the FAA of, quote, issuing the pilot error policy from the very top of the agency, and suspects the same problem is occurring at other airports besides Dallas-Fort Worth.
Wait, I missed that. What happened at Dallas?
They said that there are a bunch of near misses that were never reported.
Like planes almost hitting one another.
Yeah, and there are a lot more of them, and that there are probably many more of them at other airports.
So when there's a near miss, then do the pilots have to somehow report it, and then the bureaucrats fill out a form? And so are we suggesting that the pilots reported the near miss and the bureaucrats just pushed the form under the table?
That seems like a sensible assumption on your part. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure there's some pilots. I know Barron is the president of the Free State Project. He listens from time to time.
Yeah.
So if somebody's a pilot and they know exactly what the procedure is, you know, how easily this could be pushed under the rug, probably isn't very difficult.
All I had to say, it's good to be home.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. I mean, the more you fly, the less you want to fly, right? It's just getting worse, and more people are just... They're just throwing their hands up and saying, screw it, I'll drive or not go at all. That's what it's coming down to. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the fat loss patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. And if you want to support the show, then you can do it on a voluntary basis by simply going and shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. 41 categories to shop in, including used products. Whenever you enter through our link, amazon.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So once again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation or limited liability company. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. Have we pretty much covered all the aspects of this airport thing? Did we miss anything?
It is pretty much done, other than the fact that what was racing through my mind, as I said, was the way that these government regulations and control accrue, like tarnish,
right.
Layers of tarnish.
It's
on
a little bit on top of
more
a little
and
bit.
More and more, and it becomes self perpetuating. You know, these things come along like crazy. You go back, as I've mentioned before to some folks, it didn't start up until they had the lighted air routes for the U.S. Postal Service back in the 1920s. That was the first time they had any federal involvement in airways, and then after that they started to add more restrictions so that the plane routes wouldn't conflict with those lighted air routes. And then when Roosevelt got in office, they started to hand out money for airports and started to restrict it further, and it grew and grew during the Johnson administration. Most of the airports that are out there now got federal money because congressmen and senators were able to lobby for it, and there's no possible way that James Madison or Jefferson, those guys would have picked up their muskets and pot shot the heads off most of those guys.
I mean, it's the equivalent of giving government subsidies to a stagecoach area or a port.
Yeah.
They would have never done that.
No way. And, the guy who really started this up was Henry Clay, as we've mentioned, when I've been with you guys before. Henry Clay, and if you read Tom DiLorenzo's stuff on Lincoln, Abe Lincoln followed in his footsteps beautifully. Lincoln, where they started the Transcontinental Railroad, he owned that land. He made more money off the Transcontinental Railroad than he did as an attorney prior to his time in Congress. So all this sort of glad handling and special favors, I just sat there thinking about it, and I'm like, look at this mess, you know?
Yeah, and look at what the results are. I mean, the customer service keeps getting worse from the airlines too, because the airlines keep taking on more and more regulations, and they become more and more essentially carbon copies of one another. Yeah. I mean, there are some subtle differences, and some airlines are really trying their best to differentiate themselves. But man, when we went to Los Angeles, we went on Northwest, and I will do my best to avoid Northwest in the future, because I felt like I was in a concentration camp.
They're just an appendage of all the federal regulations.
Yeah, they were very authoritarian in the way they addressed the people on the plane. Mm-hmm. And you remember this, because I mean, the stewardesses, hey, they had attitudes.
Wow.
or flight attendants.
Yeah, they had goose stepping with brown shirts on or something.
That's really sort of the impression that I got.
You know, the thing about this, Ian, is for those people who are listening to us and accustomed to the program, regular listeners or ampers or anything like that, you know, they understand the level at which we're discussing, the free market paradigm versus the government paradigm and the corporations that have to answer to all this regulation. For people who are sort of new to this, they're like, what are these guys talking about? What alternative? What alternative do they mean? What we mean is private companies providing private security on private airlines, where their own insurance policies and the risks that they take in losing customers in case something bad happens would drive them towards more efficient, better security systems than the government bureaucrats who never lose their jobs.
You said it. Let's go to the phones and talk to Varen in Keene, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Varen.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
Doing great, Varen, the president of the Free State Project, also a pilot for a living.
Yeah, I figured, you know, there was all this talk about aviation, and my ears were ringing. So I thought I'd make your phone ring.
Okay.
Thanks, Varen.
So let's address the question that I asked earlier, and that was, what happens when there's a near miss in the sky? Is there any sort of reporting that goes on? How's that work?
There is. And I guess the first thing to consider is that there are things that are technically considered near misses, and there are also things that might look like near misses to a passenger or the untrained observer, but really are not. Mm-hmm. And the stuff that's not but might look like it, of course, would never be reported because it's not an abnormality. We are accustomed to, you know, flying, for example, just 1,000 feet above or below another airplane, and to a passenger that might look close, but really it's not.
Yeah, I saw it on my way back, and seemed close to me.
Yeah.
If you're not used to seeing that, and if you're not expecting it, then it could be surprising. But then there are cases where, for example, two airplanes are occupying the same runway, active runway at the same time, or some of that stuff might not seem as big of a deal to a passenger, or they might not see it at all, but it's technically considered a runway incursion. And there's other forms of that, and those do get reported. I had an incident, for example, in Miami that was a situation with training going on in the control tower. It was a controller trainer training a trainee. So it was a really complicated situation, and there was miscommunications along the lines of the incident that happened this last week. Although we were not as close, in our case, we wound up landing and stopping, and there was quite a bit of paperwork on the FAA's end involved in that. Runway incursions have happened that have been caused by people in control, air traffic control towers, or whatnot. And then there's been some that have been caused by pilot disorientation. And both of those, interestingly enough, are really at the forefront of all of our minds. It's maybe taken some time, but that issue comes up in training on a very regular basis, how to avoid runway incursions. So it is something that gets reported, and it's something that we are aware of, and it's one of those deals that, you know, you're dealing with human beings here. So does this
frustrate you, Varen, if you as a pilot hear that, for example, out of Dallas-Fort Worth, there are problems that are not being brought up to the authorities? As a pilot, if you're going to,
I thought it was the authorities that were covering it up.
Yeah,
was that the allegation?
Yeah,
that kind of stuff would tend to bother me. Yeah, I don't think it's wise to cover up or discount anything that's a safety concern, and you know, that happens on occasion. I'd like to point to the September 11th attacks, where in the aftermath of that, basically, everybody in the establishment, so to speak, said, well, we never figured that they would use airplanes for weapons. Well, that's kind of a ridiculous thing to say when there were cases prior to 9/11 of airplanes either being attempted to be used as weapons or actually successfully having done that in the past. So there are cases where they try to downplay or cover up these things, and that bothers me. On the flip side of the coin, I do have to give the FAA credit on occasion, which is hard for me to do sometimes, but in Cleveland is a classic example where they're notorious for runway incursions because of the airport design. And there came a point when they actually did really take some positive action in that case. And I'm not as intimately familiar with the details of the Dallas situation, but I would hope that they would, do the right thing and look out for the safety first. They pass a lot of regulations and make us deal with a lot of rules. Mm-hmm. At the very least, they could at least address safety, which is what they pretend they're there to do.
Varun, do you feel like if we were to, get rid of the FAA and privatize airports to the point where government isn't involved in the operation, the day-to-day operation of these businesses, then would each airport, would the marketplace, figure out a way to regulate the skies on a voluntary basis, do you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's no question. I don't think the flying public would be really ready for a truly unregulated environment, so to speak. The FAA's function as a safety regulation organization would live on in some form, and I would think it would be in a fairly structured form. Aviation is a detail-oriented kind of science that
sure.
is very complex and details.
I don't pretend to know anything about aviation, but I mean, just thinking here as the guy behind the microphone, I'm thinking that maybe each airport will have certain sets of specifications as far as safety procedures and that sort of thing, and your airline would have to get certified in that you would go through these certain procedures in order to do business at that airport.
The less certified they are, the higher their insurance premiums, the more difficult it is to stay in business.
Yeah, I think it would even be a level higher than that, though. Not necessarily the government itself, per se, but some industry organization or group of industry organizations. And in fact, really a lot of this goes to the international level, where the IATA and ICAO set a lot of the regulatory requirements up. And they're not requirements in that the FAA, for example, does not have to participate, but the FAA chooses to participate. And I think if the FAA were privatized, its successor would likely...
So you're saying the FAA is already taking suggestions from a private agency, basically?
It's technically not exactly a private agency. It's maybe a multi-governmental agency. It's an international...
industry group. Varun, thank you for the expertise. Hour number 2 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.